been so many.
The crime of marketing. Lou will be basically running the whole call tonight. I'll be the host, and I'll be screening the questions as they come in. And actually, I think it is the top of the hour, so let me go over to my control panel here and hit record. I helped create this system, and I still sometimes forget to hit the record button. Luckily, we make a backup, but there we go. Hello, and welcome to tonight's call. Today's topic is relationship marketing and how to use that to get more sales. Now, I am the world's worst person at this, so I'll be the student tonight along with you. And Lou Dallow is our coach tonight. He is the expert, and he'll tell the story about how he got into this. But basically, this is something that he was encouraged to do more of, and he did it, and it worked. And so he has developed a whole course around this, and tonight he's going to do 60 minutes of pure education, and then at the end of the talk, he'll offer additional ways to learn more if you are interested in that. So, Lou, take it away.
Thank you, Rick. Great to be here. And, hey, Rick, I really want to start by acknowledging you and Joel for doing these calls. I know there are a lot of folks who provide services like yours and teleconference services, and I haven't seen anyone who's got the level of commitment that you have to making sure that your clients not only get the most out of the teleconference service, but they use it in a way that really builds their business. So I really appreciate the opportunity to do that, and I really want to acknowledge you for making that available to me and to your clients. So I hope
I want to take no credit for that. This is at the request of our customers, and it was actually Joel who listened to them, my marketing partner. As I mentioned before the call began, I am not good at relationship marketing. I like to build tools that I like to use, and I'm just lucky that my customers are like me in a lot of ways, and so I get kind of lucky in that way. But thank you, Lou. But the honest credit goes to Joel beating me over the head with a hammer, saying, "Rick, we have to do X, Y, and Z for our customers," and I said, "Joel, want to be my partner?" And he said, "Okay." And so now Joel is making this happen. And so thank you, Joel, and thank you, Lou. We're working together here because you bring something to the table here that that none of us have, which is you're doing this. Okay, you're doing this day to day. So coaching students and making things better. So back to you.
Thank you so much. High five, Joel. Good job. I want to start off by saying thanks for being here, because I know that there's lots of ways that you can use your time and lots of places you can be. So thank you for being here. I hope that you will really focus in, grab a piece of paper, something to write with. I'm going to give you a lot of really valuable tips, tips that I use in my business every day, my clients use in their business every day. And I'm going to share with you a process that my goal is that by the time you hang up the phone, if you want to, you can go and start putting this into action in your business, and you can start seeing immediate results. So, turn off the radios, close the doors, be present, and you'll get a lot out of this. I promise I'm going to give you everything that I know. The other part of this that I want to do as an introduction is to say what I'm going to tell you may sound familiar. I mean, in fact, for me, I've been in sales and marketing and business development pretty much all my career. Once I got out of university, I was a software engineer. You may not know that, Rick. So I came out as a software engineer with a business minor. I graduated with a major in software and a business minor and a minor in business. And I started off because I really had a great affinity for computers, a real kind of fascination with them. But eventually I started to realize that I was, I just had more of a desire to be out there talking to people and doing deals and things like that. Now, you got to imagine that a guy who's been at this 15, 20 years and has made, tens of millions of dollars and built companies worth hundreds of millions of dollars and done business internationally and has done, multimillion dollar joint venture deals and everything, you kind of would figure, okay, I get it. I get it. I have to understand how to build relationships. However, about 3 years ago, I found myself in a seminar, and you may know Evan Pagan, and he was running the Guru Mastermind. And Evan, in that event, said something that when I heard it, I kind of went, well, sure, of course, I know that. But as I deepened my knowledge about it and I went and did the things that he challenged me to do, that's when I realized how maybe I knew it, maybe at an intellectual level, but boy, was I ever not utilizing the full power of it. So if you think you've heard this before or if it sounds familiar, please do two things for me. Number one, just kind of suspend disbelief and you know, get rid of I know that and just really hear between the lines tonight. And number two, please go try this immediately when we come off the call or, you know, as soon as you can. And I promise you, well, I can't guarantee anything. I promise you, you're going to see things and learn more about your market, your customer, yourself, and your business than you ever believed possible, and probably at quite a deep level. Okay, so we'll get into it with that caveat, with that request, and with that promise that you'll really be surprised if you let this integrate and you put into action. So why do you want to know about relationship marketing? I mean, we kind of heard the term, you know, what is it about relationship marketing? Well, I think, you know, my experience is if you ask 100 marketers what that means, you're going to get 120 replies. So for the purposes of our call tonight, I'm going to have a very specific interpretation of that. And what it really means is that we work proactively and consciously to find out what our customers really want, and not just at a product level, but at a deep psychological, emotional level, something, because we buy stuff not just to do things, but to make us feel things and to create a lifestyle and achievement and security and esteem and all those kinds of things. Those are our real motivational drivers. And if you are willing to go beneath the surface of features and benefits and really understand what the motivating, driving behavior is, then you're going to be probably outperforming 98% of your competition. So this is going to make your marketing easy. So here's what's in it for you. If you learn this, it's going to make your marketing easy. So if you've been experiencing, you know, a lot of information, a lot of tactics, a lot of options, and you're feeling like you're pulled in a lot of different directions, don't know which ones work and how to put them together, or you tried some things, they don't seem to have the results that people promised and so on, so this is going to make it really easy for you because now you don't have to guess anymore. Now all you have to do is listen. And if you listen and you take yourself out of the equation, kind of like Joel did, right? He listened to the clients. And by the way, I noticed that Joel sent another email recently, a couple days ago, that said, hey, we're coming up with a new version of the conference system. Tell us what you need it to do. You know, beautiful. It's a perfect example of what we're talking about tonight. And so what happens is, imagine that you got a whole list of things that your customers told you that they really wanted, and you really understood why they wanted it in terms of what it did in their lives, what impact that it had, positive and negative. And then you created something that genuinely helped them, and then you articulated it to them in a way that they really understood the value. That makes marketing easy. That will alleviate the need for you to have any specific marketing tactic or a software du jour or tactic du jour. You won't have to push hard to sell. You can literally show up and stuff will almost sell itself because all you're doing is following directions. You're really just listening and delivering. And so it makes your marketing easy. It makes people want to buy from you rather than you having to sell to them. And especially, you know, a lot of folks I work with, they're coaches and service providers and healers, and the idea of pushing products or services is not comfortable for them, but the idea of showing up and saying, hey, I have something I really think can help you, and then having people say, oh my gosh, how can I get involved with this, it really turns sales and marketing on its end. So it's going to make your marketing easy. You're going to be able to enjoy guessing more often right than wrong. I don't know if you've had the experience where, you know, you kind of sit down and you try to imagine what your customer might want. You come up with a whole bunch of things, and then you create the product, and then you put it out there, and, you know, most people will tell you that 1 out of 10 products will be successful. Well, I don't know about you, but that's not a great success rate. Right, and I'm willing to do that in the beginning, but my goal is to get to the point where I'm right more often than I'm wrong, and hopefully I'm right 7 out of 10 times, 8 out of 10 times. And you may notice, you know, when you see some of the advanced marketers, when you see the people who are really successful, doesn't it seem like everything they do is a winner? Well, there's a reason for that, and the ones that are doing well that way, the primary reason is because they've built a strong relationship with their list. So that's one thing. They're listening to their list and actively soliciting what they want, and they are marketers. They're not attached to what they deliver. They're only attached to the fact that what they deliver meets the needs of their clients. And when you have a list and they've already established a relationship with you and you give them more of what you want, you're going to guess right 7 and 8 times out of 10, and what a great place to be. Now, you don't have to wait until you have, you know, millions of dollars of success or hundreds of thousands of people on your list. In fact, some of the case studies I'm going to share with you tonight are intentionally small, and we're going to talk about, you know, lists that generated hundreds of thousands of dollars that were only 2,000-3,000 people. You know, you can do this right now no matter where you are in your business. This will work if you're just starting out and building a list. This will work if you're making money and have tens of thousands of people on your list. So, what else? Right, so here's the thing, another reason why you want to do this, because you're going to feel empowered that whether you're starting from scratch or whether you're already in business, you can literally create a windfall of revenue and almost bootstrap businesses virtually on demand. I'm thinking of one client in particular of mine who was a driving instructor back in England just a few years ago. When we started working together, he was making maybe 38,000 pounds, British pounds a year. And, you know, the idea that a bill would come in for $100 or $200 would really be unsettling because he didn't know, you know, how many students he was going to have and whether he was going to work and how he was going to make money and so on. And after, but he was a great chef, and he had some really great information, some great recipes, and tremendous charisma, knowledge, and presence. So we turned that into a program where, you know, the very first time that he launched it, following the process I'm going to share with you, he generated about, I think it was $78,000 in less than a week. Now, here's a guy who was selling $9 ebooks forever. Suddenly, the very first product that he created, following pretty much this system, earned $78,000. And now, literally, every couple of months, when he needs money for whatever lifestyle, for he came to America for a year and worked here. He took trips to New York and, you know, bought a new car and all that stuff. And I knew when he was doing something like that because I'm on his list. And every time he had to do something like that, I'd get this email. Hey, I'm, you know, wondering what it is you want next. And, you know, I'm running a promotion. Tell me what you need. And the cool thing about it is when I talk to him now, the best part of all this is that he is totally empowered. He's empowered knowing that whenever he needs to, he can generate with a very high level of probability of success. He can generate a windfall. And better than that, his clients now are getting exactly what they want, and if they loved him before, they will die for him now. I mean, the community that he's built, the influence that he has, this particular achievement, and then the ability and the empowerment that comes along with this, what the system will do for you, as it has done for him and has done for me, is really amazing. You'll also recognize, like he did, that you achieve a certain amount of status, right? Your visibility will increase, your success and your brand in the market increases, and suddenly you're going to be able to attract a lot of new partners and influence and be a powerful force in the market that you're in. Okay, so without it, I think, you know, don't use the system, and you'll continue to struggle. You may feel overwhelmed. You're going to get fewer results, and you won't attract the partners and the clients that you're meant to work with. And, you know, if you're not successful, you won't have the power to influence and impact and make the impact that you want, the impact that you're probably yearning for. So this is a really powerful method. Use it wisely. Use it ethically. But most of all, use it. So what is it we're talking about? Well, I alluded to it a little bit before, and it's literally, in its simplest terms, it's literally putting the customer first, but in a really profound way, right? So it's the process of continuously and proactively seeking to discover and understand and then support the deepest fears, frustrations, needs, and desires. I'd like you to write that down, fears, frustrations, needs, and desires. Because you'll notice that this talks to the negative as well as the positive emotional drivers. So when I share with you later how I started to do this, you'll see that there's a massive difference here because it turns out that we are generally driven by pleasure and by pain, but the interesting thing is that we're twice as motivated to avoid pain than we are to achieve pleasure. And so, for example, in my business, all my marketing was talking about what you can have, what you can do, who you can be. And when it changed dramatically for the better, and when I saw massive instant increase in conversion in sales, is when I acknowledged the fears and frustrations, and I started the conversation at the level of where they are. the things that, you know, the problems that they're trying to solve, because once I establish that connection rapport, now I can talk about, and I help them to eliminate some of it, now I can introduce the future and hold a bigger vision. So same with you. In your marketing, if you know the deepest, fierce frustrations, needs, and desires, then you're going to really be able to connect at a level that few people will. Now, there's a lot of lip service paid to this, okay? So you talk to any marketer, any entrepreneur, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I listen to my customers for sure. And I, you know, I know what they want, I do what they want. Well, except for Rick, he says he doesn't listen to them, but most people will. But, you know, we're talking about doing this in an earnest relationship-building kind of way, just like you would develop a relationship with a friend, but you do it between you and your prospects and clients, and you do it in a way that you're looking for what's underneath. You're looking for the psychological, emotional drivers, not just the superficial financial drivers, okay? Now, here's the cool thing about this. What we're doing, in a sense, is we're applying psychology, the psychology of influence, you know, human behavior psychology, neurolinguistic programming, and so on, to marketing. Because what we want to do is we want to jujitsu our clients into buying from us rather than us pushing on them. We want to show up and be able to say, hey, I get it. Here's what's happening to you. Is that right? Well, you know, I have experience with this. I have a solution. It's going to do everything that you want it to do, and you reflect that back in their terms. And it's gonna sound as though you're the voice that they had in their head. Now, you may be familiar with that term, right? We want to enter the conversation that's already going on in the minds of our prospects. So when you're able to reflect the things that they're thinking about, here's the cool thing. They figure you have the answer. Wyatt Woodsmall says if you can articulate someone's experience better than they've been able to, they automatically attribute the solution to you. So that's what we're trying to do. And we don't have to be geniuses. We just have to reflect what we hear from them, right? So it's a little bit like, I don't know if you ever watched, I don't know if this is a good example nowadays with Mel Gibson having gone off the deep end, but he made that one movie called What a Woman Wants, I think it was what it was called.
Yeah.
And that's where he was a marketing executive who I think he fell into a bathtub and got electrocuted by a hairdryer, and then suddenly he could read women's minds. And then all of a sudden he became the superstar in his ad agency because he could read women's minds. He knew exactly what they wanted, and then he created marketing campaigns around that. So this is the kind of thing we want to do. It's almost like we want to read people's minds, right? So let me tell you how this came to be, and then we'll jump into the process. So for me, what was happening is, I thought I knew what people wanted, and I was doing all my marketing that way, and I was doing okay. But here's when things changed. I was at a seminar that Eben was doing, Eben Pagan, down in Los Angeles, called the Guru Mastermind. And one of the things he said, you know, was write a description in the first person narrative of who your ideal person is, and talk about from their point of view. Now this was a major shift, right? You may want to make note of this. From their point of view, what it is that they're experiencing, what it means to them, and what they really want instead of what they have right now. And I think that paragraph, that, you know, that exercise, you know, probably two or three paragraphs on a sheet of paper, that changed my business, and literally overnight. Because here's first thing I did was I had some AdWord campaigns running, and I mean, the first break we had, and most of that night, I was in my room changing my AdWord campaign. So instead of saying things like, you know, how to build a six-figure business, I would say things like, are frustrated that you can't get your business off the ground? One particular one that worked pretty well was, are you a great coach, but you can't get any clients? Right? So I was reflecting the things that I knew my coaches were frustrated with, but I had been avoiding it in my marketing, in fact. I'd been talking about where they wanted to be. What I realized was they weren't ready for that conversation. So just talking to where they were right now, their current experience, I think created a recognition and an empathy. It's like they saw the keywords come up on the ads, and they went, oh, my gosh, that's what I've been thinking. I'm frustrated that I think I'm a great coach. Why don't I have any clients, right?
Okay, Lou, I want to stop you right there because that's a really good point. And I just want to point out to everyone listening here that the importance of tonight's talk and all the knowledge that Lou has to offer here isn't the general topic of, hey, you pull your list and respond to what they tell you. It's all the subtleties, okay? You know, of course we should pull our list and get feedback, but I want you to notice the subtleties that make the difference between an okay campaign and a brilliant campaign. And he just gave us some of those with the phrasing of, you know, are you frustrated that you can't get more clients? as a coach. It's those subtleties here that really make the difference. I just want to point that out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. And in that case, I hadn't heard, the words that my clients were using yet, so I sort of had to put a stake in the ground. But the exercise mm-hmm. of writing from the first-person narrative was really powerful. So I'd invite you to do that for your avatar as well. The next step was to actually talk to them, right? So once I came back into the event and I went, oh, my God, I got like a 33% increase overnight in my conversion rate. You know, I mean, everything was performing better. My opt-in pages were performing better. My landing pages, my ads were performing better. And then, of course, the next step for me is to bring those folks into a teleseminar context with me where I get to know them one-to-one, and then eventually they become clients. So here was the next challenge. So I was all excited about this, and then Evan said, well, what you ought to do now and probably make it a part of, you know, your process is talk to one prospect or customer every day for 15 minutes. Give them 15 minutes of your time and ask them the question, you know, what is it right now that's frustrating, that's keeping you awake at night? That was the phrase that he used. That's the one that made a difference. What is keeping you awake at night? You know, what is making you crazy? What are you pulling your hair out about? What is it that you're looking around for a solution and have been looking around for a solution for a long time and haven't been able to get? So that's the part where you connect with them and find out. And by the way, during these calls, we'll talk about, you want to take down a lot of notes in exactly the words and phrases that they're using. Okay? Now, as an aside, if you're a coach, this is a fantastic thing to do. Or if you build your business through live consultations, you know, a lot of people come to these live consultations and their aim is to show how great they are and, you know, perform magic. If you are, on the other hand, if you let them talk and take very careful notes, and at the end you just reflect back to them what you heard using their words, they are going to think like you are sent from heaven. Because they will feel heard, they'll be validated, and they'll feel like you get it, right? So then when you make your recommendation about what action they can take or that you recommend for them, guess what? They're already there. They already trust you, know you, and like you. They already figure you know what's going on for them. They just attribute the solution to you, right? So that's what we want to do in these discussions. Now, Evan challenged me to do a call every day for 90 days, 15 minutes. As it worked out, and when we do the case study, turns out that I did 125 calls in 3 weeks. I mean, the people wanted to be heard, and I'll tell you how powerful that was. And so I would invite you to do that as well, right? So, in fact, we can probably go into the steps of the process right now, okay? So let's start. So I'm going to give you the 10 steps that I follow whenever I'm starting a new business, opening a new niche, getting a new product idea, whatever it is. This will work equally well if you're marketing to an internal list as it will if you're marketing to a brand new list, as it will if you're working with a partner. So, you know, first of all, research your niche, right? So it doesn't matter whether the people that you talk to, if you understand them and are compassionate and, you know, you get their problems and you offer them a solution, if there aren't a lot of them in the marketplace or they aren't urgently looking to solve the problem, doesn't matter how well you understand them. If they're not spending money on it, doesn't matter how well you understand them. If they're not, you know, if they're happy where they are and they're not looking, you know, for to change something, then they don't need what you have. So really the first step is to do the research, really validate your niche. So, you know, some of the parameters that I look for is make sure that there's a lot of people in this niche. Now, we want to get really focused and talk to, you know, a persona or an avatar that has a lot of common behaviors, but you don't want it so narrow that there's like 50 people in the niche, right? So you want to talk, for example, to, you know, new golfers, new amateur golfers over the age of 40 who've been playing for, you know, 6 months and really want to take their strokes down, you know, by 10 strokes and hit the ball further. And maybe, you know, someone who's, you know, is starting to experience the pain of arthritis or something. Now, you might say, well, that's pretty narrow. Yeah, but there's still millions of golfers like that, right? And so not only are there millions, but they're avid, passionate, and really crazed about golf, right? So you want to make sure there's either a lot of people or that there's a lot of interest. You want to look for evidence that people are actually And you know, when I say pain, I don't mean like a deep physical, emotional pain. I mean just a real, like something that really is bothering them. Like the idea that I can't hit a ball more than 50 yards when I have my friends and my girlfriends and my wife and my kids, you know, hitting 200 yards. That's a pain for me, right? So it's not gonna give me heart failure, but it's a pain. It bugs me. And so you want to find out that I'm in your market and I'm actively looking to resolve or eliminate that pain. Or my desire is, man, I want to play with the pros. I want to be so good that I'm going to be the envy of my foursome, and they're going to just ask me for all the tips and all strategies about how can I hit that drive 200 yards every single time.
Like Lou, I'll give you an example. The ad that would speak to me is, are short old people out driving you? Okay. Does that bug you? Then you've got me. You've got me right there.
Yeah.
I'm 6'4". My excuse is that my arms and legs are so long that it creates more air, right?
Mm.
Because of the length. So it's harder, therefore, for me to be consistent and accurate. That's my excuse. I don't know if it's real or not. But,
that's a great story.
but for me, are you tired of being outdriven by old short people?
Yeah.
You go.
Perfect example. I wonder how many tall golfers there are.
I don't know.
But it would be an interesting thing to test. So that's a perfect example, right? When you can get someone to tell you that, and then you hear a lot of people telling you the same thing, then you're going, okay.
Well, you can say like frail old people, frail old guys.
Are frail old guys out shooting you on the golf range? Is that true? I would be bugged by that too.
Yeah.
And if somebody said to you, hey, listen, never be embarrassed by a frail old guy outperforming you on the golf course. All you have to do is like buy this special driver, and you can be as tall and awkward or you can be completely you can be a total klutz and be and still. All you need is this new driver, and you'll hit 250 yards every single time straight down the fairway, and you'll finally be able to put those fragile old guys to rest. I mean, there's a part of you that's going, oh yeah, I'll do that, right? Because that's the thing that you're most driven by. And by the way, this is a perfect example, right? Because it's not about the golf game; it's about how. There's a bit of ego involved here. There's team competition, right?
Yes, there is.
Yep. And so that's really a great example, because that's the kind of thing we want to get to. We want to get to that irrational, emotional driver, not the fact that I want to hit the ball further. But why do I want to hit the ball further? Because I'm getting tired of being shown up by these other guys. I'm getting tired of being the last one of my foursome. You know, I'm getting tired of buying the beer. I'm getting tired of the Snickers and people saying I hit like a girl, whatever it is, you know. So. And if you can get down to the basic needs, right, like money, sex, and food, and esteem, social status, if you can dig down far enough, you'll find that probably somewhere in there one of those things is at play. Okay. Now, if you don't find ample evidence of your market, of this kind of thing in your market, like, and by the way, you don't want to just find demand, you want to find buying behavior. So you want to see evidence of, you know, other products in the market selling well, lots of competition. You want to see, magazines or trade shows or lots of forum groups, a lot of activity online. You want to see people buying stuff and an active interest in this, because if you can't find evidence of that, you haven't yet figured out that there really is a market. Okay. So step number one is do your research first and get real confident. You know, go to Google. Look at trends, look at the keywords, look at insights, look at the blog activity, look at how many magazines there are on the rack, look at what's selling in the bookstores. I mean, you know, whatever it takes for you to get a sense of, wow, there's a lot of people who have this experience. Now, once you've done that, and by the way, the key to this is that we're not looking to create demand, we're looking to find existing demand. Okay, so that's the number one secret. And step two is now you create your avatar. Some people call it a profile. Some people call it a persona. And what this is, it's like a fictitious person who's a collective representation of the most common dominant characteristics of your ideal prospect or customer. So what you know, if you can imagine that you had a million people, and if you interviewed them all, they would all have like 10 things in common that really bug them and 10 things in common that they really want. Now that becomes your avatar. And I would recommend that as much as possible, you, again, write this in the first person and think about what are those top 10 things that I want to avoid? What top 10 pains do I want to avoid? And what top 10 desires do I have that I want to manifest? Because if you know this, it makes it possible for you to have a dialogue that jumps into the head. You enter the conversation in their head. And again, remember, people are twice as driven by the need to avoid pain as they are as the need to gain pleasure. So communicate to their fears and frustrations, and then also let them know you acknowledge their needs and desires, because when you meet them where they are, you're establishing rapport and trust. You know, in NLP, there's a thing that they call pacing and leading. And that means, like, if you were a sales guy, you walked in to a client call, and your customer was slumped down in a chair and, you know, had his, was looking kind of depressed and sad or tired or whatever, and you came in, hey, how you doing, Joe? Top of the morning to you. Right? You're not establishing any rapport. It's a huge disconnect. So your ability to influence him is not going to be effective. What you want to do is kind of lower your energy, meet them where they are, even reflect some of the movements and behavior and body language and tone of voice until they start feeling like, okay, we're in rapport. The next part of that is leading. So now you've paced them, now you lead them, which basically means you can start to elevate, change energy, and influence behavior because you've established the rapport first. So in marketing terms, that means talk to people where they are now before you tell them what you think they need. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. I had a diet and nutrition coach, who said, I can't promise people that they're going to, you know, get a quick fix. They can't lose, you know, 20 pounds in 30 days. Because the real way to do this is it's a long-term lifestyle change. It's planning and nutrition and measuring calories and stuff like that. Now, I said, that ain't never, never, ever going to work. There's nobody, well, I want to say hardly anybody out in the marketplace going, what can I do in the next 20 years to, you know, as prevention and what system and structure can I create? They're all going, man, I'm going out on my first date in a long time. I got to lose 20 pounds by the end of the month. Okay, so here's the thing. If you talk to someone who's really urgently wanting to lose those 20 pounds right now and you help them to do that, and maybe that's not what you decide. Maybe you say 10 pounds in 30 days, whatever it is, something that you can actually create. But you're helping them get what they want. Now you've established rapport. And now if your marketing says, hey, did you feel good about losing that 20? Do you notice the change in your energy? Are you feeling back to that 20-year-old slim vigor that you had before? Well, look, how'd you like this forever? And the truth is that you can have it forever if you just follow a little regimen, right? So now you've got their attention. They're in your orbit. They know, like, and trust you. You've earned their trust and authority. You've proven your authority by giving them results. Now you can introduce more options to them. Now, hopefully you're going to introduce options that they want. I mean, I would like to think that they're going to want long-term health and vitality. But ultimately, until you get that rapport, and your marketing has to do this, your marketing has to meet them where they are and give them what they want or what they think they want so that then they come into your influence and then you can give them what you believe it might be a good long-term fix or whatever else it is, right? So this avatar becomes critical. Now, do you need one avatar? No, you don't. You can have multiple avatars, right? But here's the trick. When you do your marketing, when you do your product development, speak to and target one avatar at a time. So, for example, if you're doing a landing page or if you're doing an opt-in offer, the opt-in offer is going to have a different – you're going to have – say you have five profiles, five avatars. You're going to have five opt-in offers, five landing pages, because the thing that's going to be meaningful to one avatar is not going to be as meaningful as it to another. You want to find out whether that match is. Somebody may value money. Somebody may value help. Somebody may value, you know, quick solutions. Somebody may value, whatever it is that they want. It's all the same way that you're going to help them. But in their minds, the conversation is different, right? And so you want to know that well enough so that when they read your ad or your offer, instantly they're going to go, this was meant for me, okay? So this avatar is something that for 20 years and, you know, literally hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue later, I still didn't quite get until I wrote that profile and started putting myself in their shoes. So I really encourage you to do this. Now, here's the cool thing about it. What you want to do is you want to understand your profile should contain, you know, the basic things like gender, age, geography, revenue, like income, you know, demographic, sociographic, things like that, of course. We know that. You want to dig deeper. You want to find out what their values are. Find out what it is that they value, because when you make your offer, you're not going to just talk about money. You're going to be talking to them about what they value. Is it lifestyle? Is it freedom? Is it security? Is it relationships? Is it health? You know, those are currencies for them, and you need to understand what those currencies are. So you want to dig deep and understand those, and then what you want to find out is, why are those things important to them? What is it that if they don't have those things, what are they afraid is going to happen to them, right? So a lot of, for example, in the coaching world, which is the one I support, a lot of coaches are really afraid not to be successful because they've just asked for $10,000 from their partner to invest in coach training, and they've just asked for another, you know, $10,000 to buy the equipment and the computers and to take the ads out. You know, they're in it $15,000-$20,000, and they don't want to have to go back and say, geez, I just lost your money and I just wasted my time. That is a bigger problem for them than the fact that they're not making money in their business. Now, you would think they're business people that, you know, making money in their business is important, and it is. But the reason it is important, the reason it kills them not to have clients and income is because they don't want to have to go back with their tails between their legs. You know, it comes down to esteem and confidence and, you know, having your partners be proud of you and guilt and all those kind of things that drive us at a level that, you know, we're not even consciously aware of sometimes. But if you're talking to someone and you're asking them those questions, you will find that they, if you create a safe enough space, they'll say those things to you. And that's what you need to bring out in your marketing. And that's what you need to bring out is the benefits of your product. You don't just want to say, this will get you clients. You'll want to say, you can get all the clients you want, so you'll never have to worry about being embarrassed and feeling guilty that your business failed and you used up your family's time, money, energy. They never saw you. You wasted all the money, and now you're in debt. You never have to worry about that because the system's going to help you get more clients. Okay? So if you can figure out what those things are, and I'm kind of making these up as we go, but if you figure out what they are and they're connecting with folks, you're going to be talking to them like 90% of the marketers don't talk to people, which, by the way, I was a part of before this process. Okay, so again, and, you know, this makes your marketing easy. If you figure this out, then all your job now is to really just turn out a product and solution that really fits what it is that they're most wanting to avoid and most wanting to create. And this has to show up in your ads, in your emails, in your sales letters, on your landing page, in your blog posts, in your articles. Okay, those are the things. Those are the keywords that you're going to optimize and focus on as much as, you know, the regular ones that you do. That will make your articles really hit home, your blog posts really meaningful, and everything you do, they'll feel like you get them. Once they feel like you get them, they're going to assume you can help them. So step three, it's about the list. Now, it's not only about initially building the list, right? It's about building and maintaining a relationship with the list because obviously the bigger your list is, the more you can promote, the more you can make offers and all that kind of stuff. So financially it works out better. But here's the thing that is really cool about it too is that if you have a good relationship with your list, not only do they engage with you, you know, like for example, if you do a lot of webinars, weekly webinars, monthly webinars, teleconferences, you don't have to go as fancy. In fact, probably you don't want to go that fancy. You want to have just a place for people to easily call into and talk to you. You teach them something, and then you open the line for conversation, right? You want engagement, and you just ask them, hey, I'm here for an hour. What's your biggest problem? What is it that, like, it's making you crazy, it's keeping you awake at night that I can help you with? Let me brainstorm that with you. Now, here's the cool thing you can do on those calls. You can ask that question and hear what the challenges are. You can also ask the question, has anybody else on the call experienced this and have a solution? Well, that is the coolest thing in the world because everybody wants to help. And so they're going to all come up with these ideas and solutions that you'll be taking very careful notes for because now they're going to tell you the problems, they're going to tell you the solutions, and they're going to tell you the benefits of it. And here's the thing. If a lot of people offer solutions, chances are that a lot of people have been looking for solutions. Because if they're giving somebody advice, it's probably because they're trying to solve the same problem. So you have a great way if you have your list just by serving the list and giving them education and asking for engagement and listening very carefully. You can figure out things that no amount of surveys, no amount of marketing, no amount of ads is going to tell you. So I highly encourage you to take advantage of the conferencing service to hold regular teleseminars, teleconferences with your audience. Now, when I did my thing, I did it one-to-one, and I certainly encourage you to do the one-to-one thing as well, but of course that's not scalable and it's hard to do a lot of. So, you know, once a week, if you do it for an hour and bring your folks on and teach them something, help them out and ask them questions, boy, I tell you what, you're going to have those avatars figured out and your marketing and your product creation is going to be unbelievable. So, the two things. First, build the list by reaching out and putting the putting these things that you figure out on your avatar, write your marketing, your lead generation, your free reports, your headlines, write those so they attract people, they convert and they opt in. Then once they opt in, continue to build it by teaching them about it, showing, giving them your best tips, offering them to come into a teleconference and be in communication with you, coach them. And then, of course, make them offers related to the things that they tell you that they're trying to solve. So step three is do those things to build your list and build a relationship with your list. Step four, in addition to the teleseminars, this is a really valuable one, do live consultations. So it doesn't even have to be more than 15 minutes, but imagine if you had an autoresponder that invited people to a conversation with you. Imagine if you had an autoresponder and say, hey, welcome to my list. I'm glad you're here. You may not know me much, and I'd sure like to know more about you. And I find that I really can serve people better if I get to understand what your biggest fears, frustrations, needs, and desires are. If you're willing to spend 15 minutes with me, I'll brainstorm. I'd like to introduce myself and get to know you. I'll brainstorm with you and try to give you the best value I can in those 15 minutes if you'll just promise to tell me that we're going to talk about the thing that is keeping you awake at night tonight. Okay, so if you do that, again, you're not going to be able to do a lot of these, right, because it's your time. But even if you did an hour a week, four or five people a week, your marketing life would change because it's not a sales process, right? It's just a conversation. It's an interview. And if you make a point of saying that to them and say, no, I don't want to sell anything. I have nothing for sale. I just really want to understand what's going on for you. And then if they show up and you do that, not only will they be surprised, but they'll give you great testimonials and they'll become great clients. Guess who's going to show up on your teleseminars, by the way? All of these people, because you've created this great rapport with them. Okay, so do what you can to do one-on-ones as much as possible. And if one-on-ones are a little bit too time-consuming, then do like 6 or 12 or 20 group coaching calls. Facilitate that for different people, just for your new subscribers. In other words, you don't want to give them coaching services forever. You just want to invite your new subscribers to come on and get to know you and your community and be a part of it in a really close and intimate way. And again, take careful notes and dig deeper. If they say, oh, I just need air conditioning in my car, you say, well, why? Well, I want to stay cool. Yeah, well, but what's the big deal if you stay cool or if you're a little bit warm? Well, when I show up to my interviews, I have to drive through the desert when I show up for my interviews or with my clients, and, I'm all sweaty in my suit, and I look, like I just jumped out of a pool. It looks awful, Oh, okay, so it affects your business. Yeah, it affects my business. Well, what does it mean that how does it impact your business? Well, then I don't get any sales, then I don't get any commissions, and then I don't have the money at the end of the month. All right, well, what happens if you don't have that money? Like, how does it impact your life? Is it significant? Oh, yeah, because, I got a huge mortgage and a car loan, and when that doesn't happen, I have to cut back on everything, and I feel like, I'm in a cage, right? And are you married? Well, yeah. And what happens, to the debt and the mortgage and everything else? How do you feel, having to come back and saying, sorry, we can't meet the bills this month? Obviously that's hard. How do you feel about it? Right, and so you really dig deep until you hear those drivers, those deep emotional drivers, and then the question is, so what would it be like if you did have the air conditioning? Tell me about what you imagine you would manifest.
I have a question here, Lou. Are you asking these questions in order to actually close them on a sale, or are you asking these questions to dig out the language that they use to describe their pain, or both? I guess.
The trusted advisor process that I'm talking about is not about selling. It's really about digging out the needs. But what you'll hear in the case study is that it ends up selling even without you soliciting.
Okay. Yeah, because as you're going through it, it sounded like a used car salesman nightmare to me. But I think if you approach it from when you're making it up like you are right now, on stage, so to speak, I think it's harder to be real. But when I think the key, tell me if I'm right, is when you're talking to a customer, you're actually asking the obvious question that pops into your head at the time to follow the story, to keep them, to keep investigating the story, so that you learn what's really going on with this customer. Is that fair? Okay.
Absolutely true. Yeah. So I'm just kind of making this up on the fly.
Yeah.
But no. This for this to really work, for you to be a trusted advisor, you have to show up, sincerely wanting to serve. And with an open and curious mind, and to really understand what their experience is. You want to create empathy. You want to feel it yourself. You want to have the sense of, oh, geez, I know how they're feeling, so that when you feel it, if you get it to the point when you feel it, now you're going to be in a real position to help, to understand. So what you're going to offer is going to be much more relevant and meaningful. So yeah, absolutely. That's why I say use this ethically, right? We're not trying to guide people into their conclusions. We're literally asking them. So, you know, does that bother you? What does it mean to you, right? And if they go, no big deal. Say, okay, great, no big deal. Let's move on, right? So yeah, absolutely. It has to be done with complete authenticity and integrity to really work. Because otherwise, you're fooling yourself, right? I mean, you're guiding them into things that you think they're feeling, and then your marketing is all going to be wrong. So, yeah, great point. And sorry if it sounded car salesman to you. I think I've been listening to a lot of internet marketers. Okay, so, which, by the way, I consider myself one. But so, you know, it's not a disparaging remark. It's just an occupational hazard, I think.
Is step five insult the people listening to you? No.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm just kidding.
It's just that sometimes there's so many marketing examples in diet and nutrition and golf and money that, you know, that's what we tend to talk about.
This is a really good point, though, is that, you know, we all have our mentors that we follow and the kind of people that we kind of hear from, and there's a wide range of opinions on all of this stuff. And in the end, you have to decide what's right for you. And I forget who said it. It may have been Dan Kennedy, but he said, or John Colton, I'm not sure, but they basically said, look, if you're trying to be more than you are, you're going to fail. So, work to develop yourself and your knowledge and your skills, but at the same time, for the campaign you're doing right now, stay within what you know, what you're comfortable with. So I think that speaks to that authentic relationship to your customers. Everybody can have that because it's real. So this is really the opposite of a lot of the hypey approaches. This is actually attempting to really understand your customers.
Completely. In fact, I just dug up the letter that I sent out to invite people to this call and give you a sense of the energy that I wanted to create there. And I was, when I wrote this, I mean, it was totally sincere and heartfelt. So the subject line was, can we get on the phone together for 15 minutes? I want to get to know you better, and I don't mean in the typical survey your customers kind of way. I mean, I want to know who you are, who you serve, what your dreams and goals are. I want to know what your deepest fears and your biggest frustrations are in your business. You know, kind of stuff that keeps you up at night. Why? Because I want to be your most trusted advisor and ally in your personal and business success and to build my business around what you need, not what I think you need. And I want to do this in the most meaningful, valuable way possible to you. So if you'll allow me to serve you in this way, I invite you to join me for a 15-minute get-to-know-you phone call, private, one-on-one, just me and you. Here's how you benefit. It's an opportunity to help me create and deliver products and services that will be relevant and impactful to your business in a big way. On the call, I'll coach, advise, and support you with any major challenge you have right now, so our time together will be immediately valuable to you. I'm also open to the possibility that we might see other areas to work together and even form some kind of long-term strategic partnership. And then after 90 days of interviews with as many people as possible, I'll put together a list of the most important challenges that came up during these calls, and then I'll hold a mastermind webinar to share my most powerful ideas with you and how you might address them. And if you're one of the people I talked with, then this webinar will be free for you to attend. Now, in case you're wondering, this is not part of any sales process. I won't be promoting or selling anything on this call. The call is not about me. It's about you and how I can serve you, plain and simple. So what do you say? Have you got 15 minutes to talk? Click here to book your interview. Right? So it's really, I try to set the stage right up front. And by the way, when you make a promise like that, so a lot of people show up skeptical and they're waiting for the hammer to drop, for the shoe to drop, and for the sales pitch to start, and it just never does. I mean, I literally showed up as a coach. So, yeah, very important point, Rick. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay, so step five, craft a product or a solution, right? So buy a product, develop a partnership, create a product yourself, you know, however you feel you need to put this thing together so that it actually helps people to solve their problems or get what they want. I like to make this a really outstanding experience. I think that we're all on the call wanting to make products that give people the wow, right? So think also of the next one or two products that they might want, because once they buy this product, if they really have that great experience that you want to create for them, then they're probably going to want more from you, and see if you can imagine what that more might be, and sort of be prepared to go down that path if they show interest in it. So this is where you hold up your end of the bargain. This is the thing about relationship marketing, right? It's not just about them telling you all this stuff. It's about you now saying, okay, I got it. I know what your challenge is, and here's my best shot. Here's what I think is going to help you in the best way that I know how. And by the way, you know, here's the investment. Now, you know, initially when you do these things, like I don't recommend that you do this on the call if you're doing a live call, but you can if you frame it that way. So if you say, hey, I'm going to give you 30 minutes, and at the end of which I'll share a little bit about my products and services, and if they agree and they show up, then you're all cool with that. But in the process that I'm talking about, those 15-minute things, it's not about that. Where you're going to make the offer is later in the process when you get everybody's input and you figure out what's going on and you think you've got a great offer, and then you bring them into a teleconference, you teach them, and you give them real value to help them, and then you say, by the way, so based on everything you guys have told me, I think that I got something that might help you. If you want to hear about it, here it is. Okay. So that's it. Now, so step six now is create a compelling offer, because it's not enough for you to have a great solution with all the features and benefits they want. You have to be able to articulate it to them. You know, in marketing, we call it connecting the dots. So you don't want to assume that they understand the value of it. You want to be able to share it with them, and again, in a way that they understand. So you want to say, you know, I put this feature in there so that it creates this outcome, and this outcome should be something that they want. You know, again, if you know what they want and you say, yeah, I designed this feature especially to handle this situation, and I know you have this situation, then it makes sense to them, right? So you have to connect the dots between what you're offering and what the value is as far as you understand it is to them. And you have to, you know, you want to create an offer that makes sense. So even though they might think that your solution is going to help them, you also want to make it what we call an investable opportunity. So here I like to say go for the Homer, and Homer I'm referring to the Simpsons Homer, right? If your ideal customer, if your avatar hears your offer, it should be such a simple yes that they're almost slapping their heads going, "Doh!" if they don't take advantage of it, right? That's going for the Homer. Now, again, you want to talk about the value of the product in terms of what's important to them. What are you creating that they want? So it's not always about saying it costs less or, you know, here's the price and whatever else. Remember, value is not always money for them. It could be security, lifestyle, peace of mind, relationship, travel, esteem, prestige, achievement, power, influence, all those things. There's lots of ways to measure value. The key is that you want to understand which of those ways is meaningful to them, so that then when you present the solution and the offer to them, you can say, well, here's why I think you'll like this. Is because, if you use it, it'll give you the ability to have peace of mind, and it'll give you the ability to meet that soulmate and to have the relationship you want. That's exactly why I'm doing it. And if that's what they value and that's what you're helping them do, authentically helping them do, then it's just automatic, right? So you want to express what your solution is in terms of what they value, what it's worth in terms of the things that they value, and it's not always money. So remember that. And then number seven is to run a promotional event. So you're going to get a certain amount of success when you drive traffic to a sales letter on a landing page. You know, that's fine. That's going to be like 1%, 2%. The most effective way that I've found to create revenue windfalls is to follow, I call them micro launches. Now, I'm a certified product launch manager, and I'm in Jeff Walker's Platinum Mastermind and so on. So, I get the whole thing about the JV launches and the power of them. But you can use the same principles and apply it to a really small 3 or 4 day event. And the fact is you're going to be using a lot of psychology there. You're going to be creating buzz. You're going to have attention. It's going to be fun. You're going to give out some information that's going to create reciprocity and value to them. And then you're going to run a 2 or 3 day event where they know that if they don't get in, they don't get in, right? So all of those things that make a product launch work is a great way to run all of your events. So when you're ready with a solution to offer folks, and it doesn't have to necessarily be just the folks you talk to, you know, extend it to your entire list, then what I recommend is you run it as a product launch. Don't even think about a product launch. Think about it as event marketing, right? So you promote it for a week. You open the shopping cart. You make it available, or, you know, the sale for 3 days, and then you put the regular sales page up again. Kind of like what the stores do on the holidays, right? Hey, it's a 24-hour sale, or it's a President's Day sale, or whatever else. And for the week before, they're sending you flyers and brochures, and you know, and they got stuff happening, commercials on the air, and everything else, so that you'll show up for the event. And once the event's over, everything's back to normal price. that sequence, there's a lot of subtlety there, and we certainly don't have time to get into it, but that sequence is hugely powerful. And that is what I'd recommend you learn to do and use consistently for everything that you promote, because it'll outperform hundreds of times better than an opt-in and an autoresponder sequence, and it'll outperform a sales page alone, you know, maybe up to 1,000 times. Because, you know, you're establishing intimacy, you're creating an event, you're using if you've read Cialdini's influence, you're creating authority, you're creating liking, you're giving them value, creating reciprocity, and then there's a small period of time in which they have to act, so you're creating scarcity. And not a negative scarcity. There's a limit to how long it's available, right? So it works really well, and I recommend that's how you take your new product and take the thing you want to promote and promote it. So step 8, and this is really critical.
Time out, Lou. Sorry, we have about 5 minutes in our official length of time. How much time do you need to complete everything?
Well, I'll do what I can to finish in 5 minutes. How's that?
Well, if you we can go a little longer if you want. I mean, just what I just want to set expectations here for everybody. So what do you think?
I'll be about 5-10 minutes.
Okay, 10 minutes.
Probably closer to 10.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. And then we'll do a few questions, and then you can talk about what you got going on with continuing education.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, so step 8, and this is really vital and relevant to, you know, teleconferencing and the conference systems you're using now, is use a telewebcast to launch your opening of the cart, right? So if your sale starts on Friday noon, on Thursday night, hold a telewebcast and get people on the call. Make it fun, give them education, teach them what the deal is, you know, really emphasize that there's a sale going on, and you know, review what's in it for them to be part of the sale. And that event, I found when I don't do that, the difference in success of the promotion is dramatic. I won't go into any more detail than that, but to say that even if you run a product launch, if you add a telewebcast component, especially the day before you open your sale, you know, I've seen 30-40% boosts in sales performance. And it's because, on top of everything else, the influence factors that are going on, you're also connecting with your list, and they get to ask you questions, and they, you know, teleconferences are a very intimate way to communicate with them, so they get into it, they trust you, and you're handling any questions, quote, objections that they may have, and even before your sale opens, they've already decided, yeah, I want to get in on this. Okay, really powerful. Don't do an event without that opening telewebcast. Use this system. It's a powerful, powerful way to do it. Number 9, deliver the product. Okay, so you created it. By the way, when I say created, it doesn't mean that it actually exists. I mean, you've defined what it's going to be, right? So now you do your promotion, you ran your sale, and now you have to deliver the product. So here's where you fulfill on all the promises you made, and here's why it's really important. You know, going back to what Rick was saying before, if you're doing anything untoward in those calls and guiding the conversation, here's where you're going to fall flat on your face, because you're going to be fulfilling promises that you wanted them to have, and you're going to be meeting needs that you thought you'd like them to have, not what they really have. And guess what? The offer falls flat on the face. The product isn't accepted. Refunds are high, and so on. So what you want to learn here is you want to learn the just-in-time product development technique. You want to learn instant and overnight product creation techniques using technology like this conferencing service, that you'll be able to record, publish your events, put them in members' areas, or put them, you know, download them digitally, or even fulfill them on DVDs very, very rapidly. So there's an entire process where, you know, you could literally open your program on Friday, and you could have DVDs shipping out on Monday if you know how to do it right. So you really want to master those techniques and learn how to use the technology and some of the available resources to be able to do that. Now, step 10 is, and all of this, by the way, implies that you're doing all of this to your internal list, to a small list. So what you want to do here is you want to test things out, you want to perfect them, you want to get a little bit of social proof, right? The first few people, they're going to have a great experience, they're going to give you their testimonials and so on. And then you want to roll it out a little bit bigger to maybe more of your list and, you know, monitor, see what happens, make sure that the response is the same, the conversion is the same, participation is the same, and then you want to roll it out to partners. Because what you don't want to do, you don't want to rush to get affiliates and JVs, because if they spend money on something and it doesn't work, they're not going to want to work with you again. So test it small on an internal list, even a small list within your list, some of your best buyers, some of your more loyal subscribers, whatever. And then when you've run through the product and everything's cool and you've got social proof and good evidence of results and everything, put it out to your broader list. And when that when you see that happening all over again, now's a great time to start building marketing material. And now you can have success stories and testimonials and numbers and so on to share with your partners, so they're going to feel a lot more confident working with you. Okay, so those are the 10 steps, and I'll just review them real quickly. One is research and validate your niche first. Two is create your customer avatar, profile, persona, whatever you want to call it. Three is use what you learn from that avatar description to build the list and to build a relationship with the list by educating them and giving them more of what they want. Four is, and then asking for feedback, four is do live consultations, one-on-one if possible, and, small coaching groups otherwise. Five, take everything that you heard and define a product or a solution that is going to help people get what they want. And get what they want, meaning avoid the pain in their life and attract the pleasure in their life. Six is create a really compelling offer. Make it a brain-dead offer that your avatar, if they believe that you're going to help them do it, they just can't say no to, because it has so much value and it hits so precisely with the things that they want to do that they can't say no. Seven, promote it through an event. Have an event-based promotion to launch it. Eight, make sure you have a telewebcast before you open your cart to really boost your response. Nine, go crazy delivering on the product. Make it the best you can do. Really over-deliver and get a lot using just in time and instant product creation techniques, and get a lot of social proof, a lot of great results that then you can roll out to your bigger list. And then the step 10 is roll it out to your bigger list and then take all that success to your partners. Okay, so so that's 60 minutes, and just real quickly, let me just kind of give you a couple of case studies. I thought we could spend more time, but I'll go through them very quickly. So first of all, when I did this, the very first thing that I did, this Trusted Advisor campaign, it was really an experiment, and so I hadn't quite figured out how to do it, and I made, let me just add it up here, I made $100,860 in about three months. And it was, and the first $40,000, I didn't even ask for that business. That was just doing those 15-minute case studies, and people felt so heard, so validated, and got so much value that they asked me if I would coach them. So that worked out really well. Then I took exactly all of the feedback. I did 125 of those in about 3 weeks, and I worked real hard to figure out, where are the trends, what are the big problems, what's holding people back. And then I put my best foot forward in terms of what I thought was the ultimate solution, and I created a telewebcast, and I invited people to come into the telewebcast and said, here's what I heard you say, here's why I think it's happening, here's what other people are experiencing, and here's how I think I can help you. And I gave them very concrete, specific information that they could use right then. And then I said, and by the way, if you want more, I've created this workshop. It was a 30-day workshop. It was $1,500. I sold out on the call, didn't even have to open the cart. So that worked out over time. That's been worth many hundreds of thousands of dollars. The first $100,000 came in just in the first 3 months or so. Did the same thing with the teleseminar intensive workshop, which was a $1,500 workshop. Same thing. I called out to the list, found out what they wanted, realized that they had, overwhelmed trying to figure out how to do teleseminars and use it for marketing, put a course together. It was about, I think it was 2 months, sold out in about 3 days. Graphics workshop, a friend of mine, I'd heard from people that they were having trouble finding reliable designers for graphics, and they got tired of going on 99 Designs and Elance and Freelance because, they couldn't get stuff done on time, and they couldn't afford to pay $200 every time they needed an e-cover or something like that. So I hooked up with a friend of mine here in Toronto. We got a package. It's called Unlimited Graphics. $197 a month. He'll do all the graphics you want as long as it's not more than two at a time. So it was a great solution. It met the need exactly. We wanted to test it, see if we could get 20 or 30 people. We had 60 people sign on for $200 a month, essentially. So you can imagine over time how that's going to roll out. And then just recently, same thing. I did a video sales letter workshop. Everybody was asking about it. I heard a lot of my clients asking how to do the video sales letters, and I happened to mention that I knew a guy who was a copywriter that worked behind the scenes with Jeff Walker and Jeff Johnson and all these guys. And I said, he's in my mastermind group. I could probably ask him to do a call with us. That call got such response. Even before we did, I had such overwhelming response And then I happened to be at a networking event where I happened to mention it to people who are marketing partners of mine, and they all said, we want in on this. I mean, it was really validated instantly. So I asked Chris, who's my partner, look, let's not do just one webinar. Let's do a 30-day course out of this. And we launched it to my internal list of about 3,000 people, thinking, well, let's do 20 people. That way we can really spend a lot of time with them and work it out, because not everybody's a copywriter. So we didn't know how, you know, we wanted to keep it controlled. We sold 80 before we were able to shut the cart down. And we had 20% of those people doing video sales letter and many of them making sales already from it. So now what's going to happen with that, we're going to launch it out a little bit, we're going to roll it out one more time. And in February, in fact, Jeff Walker is going to now promote it to his list because he's heard the great results we had. And a bunch of other folks, big marketers, have heard about this, and they want in, so now we're going to roll that out. So we validated the market. We talked to the avatars, found out what was important to them about the video sales letter. We did a telewebcast / webinar to promote it. We opened it in a launch style for about 3 or 4 days, and then we delivered it after we sold it and found out exactly what they wanted. We delivered it in real time using instant product creation techniques, and then took the success and the social proof and the results and started to roll it out with our JV partners. Okay, so this is routine for me now, and it's no longer just a hit and miss. Trusted Advisor was a $100,000 surprise. It was an awakening to me, but I didn't have a system. Teleseminar Intensive, I got better at it. Quick Launch Secrets, not only did I get better at it, but now I got my clients better at it. One of my clients, just tweaking the system, she had the first launch she ran earned $100,000 in 7 days. Once we tweaked it and used this process, she made three times that in 4 days. Almost $300,000 in 4 days. So little changes make big differences, and so on. Okay, so these are the kind of the successes that we've had that I was, going to go in more detail if you wanted to know, but we're running out of time, so I sort of give you a summary with the hopes that you'll see that this is a system that you can master, and it's one that intellectually I'm sure you already understand. So the point is, it works for me. It's working for my clients. It can also work for you. So I think that if you re-listen to this call and you've been taking careful notes, you've got enough to get in on and get started and getting some real good results right away. And then if you want more and if you want more support, then we've created something extra special for you that I'll be happy to talk about whenever you're ready, Rick.
Yeah, well, I've been looking over the questions, and actually most of the questions did get answered in the call. Some people asked if we're recording, and yes, we are recording. One person asked if this teleseminar is what they're experiencing here, and is this what they'll get if they become a subscriber of that? And the answer is yes. This is our product, Instant Teleseminar. And let's see. One good question was, if you have a home page that you're sending everybody to, how do you personalize that message? I'll give a quick idea here, which is just to make personalization a part of your message. Talk about how you do one-on-one calls, or the history of how you developed what you developed through a series of one-on-one calls, so that people understand that personalization is part of your methodology and part of your philosophy. And just adopting this, if you get one thing from this call and do nothing else besides this one thing, I think the value is there. And that is, adopt this philosophy in your business that, darn it, you're going to have relationships with your customers.
Yeah.
I think if you just do that, the details will work themselves over time. Now, Lou, I have a question for you that wasn't asked, but I think it's probably the most important question of all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know all this. Yes, I know I should do it. We kind of mentioned this in the beginning of the call. But you make a lot of your money from coaching, okay, working with people one-on-one or in small groups. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, how much of a difference do you see between person A and person B, where person A understands that, yes, they should do this and they really, really want to, and person B, who is just like that but actually then does sign up for your coaching?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I'll tell you, not only is it really important and the results are dramatic, I mean, it's not coincidental anymore. What I've found is it even makes a difference if they're in my coaching gym versus if they get more one-on-one coaching.
Okay.
Because it's a question of, you got to reinforce this. It's not intuitive to always put yourself out of the equation and think about what's the client looking for. And it's not let's face it, it's not the thing that really gives people adrenaline rushes, you know, doing research to find out what their customers want. You know, it's kind of a lazy thing to do. But it can be fun, and if you do it through interaction and through coaching and through teleseminars and so on, it can be really engaging and fun for you as well. And as you're teaching people, you can learn about it too. And here's what I've done now. Most of the clients that I take on now, the very first thing we do, the first month, we spend doing the research and getting the avatar right. Uh-huh. And I found that is why I have those case studies to share with you. Before then, I wasn't getting those kind of results with people. Doing okay. But until they got the avatar clear and instead of really incorporated it in their sales letters and opt-in pages and in their articles, there just wasn't the same amount of results, same amount of momentum. So the system is important. The creating the intention to want to focus on avatars and then implementing it in your marketing, and then, you know, getting coached and supported and held accountable and brainstorming to really put it into place. All those three factors are really important, I found.
Okay. So that concludes the educational portion of the call. Now, Lou, let's transition into the sales portion. About 10 minutes, tell us about what you're offering today and how people can follow up with you.
Okay. So I think you have a button on their page.
We have a button. So,
you have a button. Okay.
We have a button.
So if you're listening on webcast or if you're, you know, even on the teleconference on the phone, you can just hit that button if you haven't already. And what you're going to see is something, you know, when I was talking with Joel earlier, I love talking to him because he really does have a handle on what people want, you know, because I asked him what would be the most helpful thing, because I don't have direct access to you, and you're kind of new to me, I'm kind of new to you, and you're Rick's folks. So I just kind of asked Joel, what is it that they need, what is it they want? And Joel's response, from my understanding, was, you know, they need to have a way to use the teleseminar technology and apply it to a business process that really generates revenue and builds businesses and creates lifetime customer value. And so initially, you know, we were talking about making this a teleseminar-only focus, but really as I thought about it and as I started making notes about this process to describe it to you, I got this really crazy inspiration. And what I thought was, you guys don't know me very well, and hopefully I'll be able to support you, for a little while longer, and Rick will allow me to continue to talk with you and to give you ideas and maybe you can use and so on. But I thought, I got to go totally over the top and see if I can't make something like so irresistible that if you're connecting with this notion of the avatar, the product launch, the teleseminars, and I mean, you could go ahead and do it yourself. It's not like you can't. But if you want me to walk through it with you step by step and to dig into, like Rick was saying earlier, you know, the subtleties, the nuances, I've been testing this for a couple of years now between myself and my clients, so there's a lot of water under that bridge. And what I started to realize, it's not enough to just do one course. I've got to give you, to make it really work, I've got to give you the best of all my courses. And all my courses are like $1,500 a pop normally, and they're like 30 days to 6 weeks, and they're really intense, and they accomplish one thing. One is, it accomplishes the avatar. One accomplishes the product creation system I told you about. One accomplishes the niche test. One puts your stuff online. And I just thought, well, I want to find a way to do that all real quick, so that you can start using this effectively and literally start doubling, tripling your conversions and your sales overnight. And so I wound up with an offer that I got to tell you, it's scaring me a little bit when I see how much I have on here. Not because I'm not happy to give it to you, but just because I know that we're going to spend a lot of time talking together, and I'm going to have a lot of one-on-one. So I always, when I do this, and this is, again, part of the process I described to you, the first thing I want to do is roll it out with some friendlies. I want to test this out with people, and when I do that, I make myself, like, really available. And so you're going to get a lot of coaching as well as all of this content, but here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to give you the best of all the courses that you need to make this system work for you, and in a big way. And even if you don't use it for this process in the system, any one of these things would be worth way more than the investment I'm going to ask in return. So here's what I think would really help you if you want to put this in place and if you want to learn, for example, the skills of getting the avatar really clear in niche testing, if you want to learn about overnight product creation, and I'm talking high-quality overnight product creation, right? I'm not talking about, like, hiring a ghostwriter to do a 30-page report. I mean, real good quality creation with great audio, great video, great graphics, the whole thing. And then I want to also teach you about list building. I told you list building was really important, so I thought I need to teach you that or I wouldn't feel complete. And then the whole thing about product launches, I have a technique that I call quick launch or micro launch. And it's kind of what I've taken from my training with Jeff and my experience with customers, and I've distilled that into a series of steps that you can run any couple of weeks in the month from beginning to end, and it can generate like a windfall of cash. And it's a very specific sequence, right? It's like this is the first thing you do, this is the second, and this is the one that as soon as we applied this sequence, my one client went from $200,000 to $300,000 in half the time. So this is the sequence, I think. And by the way, I don't normally share this with anybody. This is really literally something I only share with my clients. And normally, I do a $2,500 process with people to walk them through this, and that's just to decide if I want to help them with it, right? So this is a really valuable one. I hope you really connect with this. And then, of course, I don't want you to have to write, opt-in pages and figure out which ones are right, and I don't want you to have to worry about, what the sales letter is supposed to be designed like and whatever. So I'm using some of the templates from the Unlimited Graphics thing, and I'm putting them in. And these are proven templates that you can just use right away. So here's my goal. My goal is if you're on the page now, which, if you click the button, you'll be able to get to it.
And the button, by the way, says Become a Trusted Advisor. So here on the webcast page, click on that Become a Trusted Advisor button, and then you can follow along with Lou here.
Yeah. So I want you to become a trusted advisor. I want you to really commit to knowing your client and in good faith giving them the very best products and services of the greatest value and greatest relevance to them. So here's what I think has to happen in sequence for you to master this skill and to profit from it. So number one, it's a what I'm calling a teleseminar marketing optimization workshop. I really just want to walk you through how I use the system because I do it in a couple of weird ways sometimes, and it helps with conversions, and it helps with making your life easier if you're the only person doing the teleseminar. Like if you don't have a team of people helping you behind the scenes, so I'll walk you through. This is stuff I taught Alex Mondosian's people, my clients, the stuff I use, and make your life a whole lot easier. And the reason I want to start with that is because sometimes the technology gets in the way, and then suddenly you don't, you're frustrated with technology, you don't do anything. Now, teleseminar is really easy, but there are some tricks and secrets and ways to use it that's going to make your life even easier so you can focus on delivering great content instead of working the event. So that's the first one. Now, normally that workshop I do, it's $497. I'm going to do like an accelerated version for you. And when we... When we sell that workshop alone, we promote it, as a 30-day workshop. Typically, it would be like $997, and we promote it for $497. But today, the promotional price would be $297. Then I'm going to work with you to do the relationship marketing quick start. This is about niche testing, developing your avatar, creating a story in return, positioning yourself, a little bit of branding. And this is how to get the information that you're going to now use to leverage all of your marketing, all your emails, all your sales, all your product creation, so that you'll create products that customers want to buy that virtually sell themselves. Now, that workshop, in fact, is something that I have not done publicly. I've only done it with my clients. If I did it publicly, it would be probably a $997 workshop, and I would promote it with partners for $497 on special events. Again, let's just say that the price today would be $297 if you bought it separately. The third one is I want you to know the secrets to overnight product creation. So I want you to know how to set yourself up in advance so that by the time you turn off the recorder, hang up the phone, or click the button on your screencast, if that's the way you're doing it, that you're basically ready to produce. And I'm going to set you up with my buddy Dan, who can show you about graphics. And I'm going to show you some resources that are going to help you produce these things overnight. And I'm going to show you the system that I use to create membership sites for all my products and all my workshops. I'm also going to work with you to talk about a framework for creating content. Right now, I run a couple of Evan Pagan's coaching groups, and I have to create a training every week, right? So like a 90-minute training every week. This framework makes it possible for me to do that like in one day. So the same day that I have to do the training, I sit down, I block out time, I follow the framework, and I give content people really enjoy, and I feel good about doing because it's beefy, right? So I'm going to show you the framework for creating the content, the way to record it, deliver it, capture it, and then put it online in a way that it's going to be easy for it to sell. Now, here's the other thing. This is really important, is that when we talk about conveying value, right? So what I want to do is show you what I've learned and what I teach and how I use the concept of, taking the avatar needs and connecting the dots so that every feature that you have in your product is going to translate to a meaningful benefit. And, there's a way to package, packaging, pricing, offer structure, presentation, all of these things. What I found is that probably over the last 3 or 4 years of doing teleseminars, as I continue to develop and refine this process, that I relate to people better, connect better, and then more people take advantage of the offers. And I want you to learn how to do that, because I don't want you to just get on a call and educate people and then say, well, that's it. If you want to buy, go buy. I want you to have created an offer that you're really proud of, and that you can articulate with conviction and that people are going to want to get involved with. So, again, this is something I've only done for my private clients. If I did it as a workshop, it would have to be probably I honestly believe it would be probably a four-week workshop. Because my workshops, I like to be hands-on, like you actually do the work, right? That's why they're called workshops. Again, if it was $9.97 for the public, it would be $4.97 for my partners, and today would be $2.97. Now, the other important part of this is building your list and building the relationship with them. So another workshop that we would do is the one where I teach you my strategies for traffic generation, for opt-in conversion, and then for following up the list. Now, specifically, I'm going to emphasize how to use teleseminars, telewebcasts to really build a close, connected, trusted relationship. And I will tell you, when you sit on my calls, I know most of the people on the call, and there's hundreds of them sometimes that I'll just open up the line and say hi, and I recognize them all by the sound of their voice. That's how close a relationship I have with them, and they know that I have their interests at heart. And that's all done primarily through teleseminars, and you have the greatest technology on the planet to do exactly that. I'm going to show you how to build those relationships and also create some products very quickly, but mostly to create content that you can then use for marketing or for product creation, and most of all, to provide value to your clients. The bonus workshop number 5 is the event marketing one, is the one that I recommend to you that you really learn about. That's the one that's going to help you create those, large windfalls, event-based, the step-by-step technique. This has been distilled over probably 3 years. Believe me, it's powerful and it works. And this alone, I would not do it. If I was doing a workshop, would not do it for less than $1,500, honestly. And, of course, that also includes time with me where I'm going to coach you through, give you hot seats, and make sure that you understand and get your questions answered. So, I'm a coach first, remember. So my goal is to work with you to get you action and implementing. And I think I might have repeated part of this because I'm seeing things more than once. But anyway, so, then there's the opt-in and sales letter templates that if you had to go and get them designed, you'd probably pay $497. Actually, one of the templates was designed by a friend of mine in the Mastermind group, Jeff Walker's Mastermind group, and he designed this and charged his client $1,000 for it. And I have his permission to use it for you guys as well. Now, and the other part that I think is going to be, this is always people's favorite stuff, is that, we get really oriented on action. We really get you to do stuff because I want you to come out of this having had an experience of it so that you feel like you know exactly what you need to do to roll it out in a big way. So we do group coaching calls, and there's going to be at least 4. I say at least 4 because usually it turns out to be double that, but I don't want to promise that. And I say 90 minutes, but I have a talk till you drop policy, which means that we keep talking and I answer your questions until either you drop or I drop. That's my commitment to you here, too, because it's kind of the first time I'm rolling this out. So if you conservatively take all of the promotional prices on this page and add them all up, you have a promotional value of $3,497 and a real-world value at $5,479. And I really think that, again, it's not the cost, right? It's about you getting past your frustrations. It's about not wondering anymore what to do first or what to do next. It's about not knowing, should I promote this product or that? Or why do I get on teleseminars and make offers that nobody takes me up on them? Why do I have a large list but nobody opens up my email? Why doesn't anybody come to my teleseminars? How do I create a product? I don't have anything to sell. How can I make money if I have nothing to sell? Why should I build a list if I don't have anything to sell? These are all things that I hear all the time, and this program is probably better than any other program that I put out there because it's the best of all the individual programs put into one. Now, here's the thing. I think it's going to take somewhere around 4 to 6 weeks, but I reserve the right to go longer. So if I need to support you for 2 months to make this work right for you, I'll do it for 2 months. If I need 2.5 months, I'm going to do it. So I'm not, I'm saying I'm going to get these things in your hands and I'm going to help you to implement it. And if it takes a little longer than what I planned, then I hope that you'll appreciate that support. So we're going to start this on January 31st, and we'll go for at least 6 weeks, maybe 8. And you'll be busy. You're going to be implementing a lot. And by the end of this, you will be a master relationship marketer and able to generate instant windfall profits, providing valuable services and products that your customers love you for. You'll turn relationships into revenue and into raving fans. And so for tonight and maybe for the next couple of days only, We're making all of this available for only $4.97. I'm only offering it right now to you guys and to my guys. That's it. Not going to anyone else. And I know we'll have about 50 people from my list. I'd like to get that many from you guys, and we'll have a great community. It's a great, fun time. Lots of masterminding and community going on, lots of connections. And I'd love for you to come out of this feeling empowered to create windfalls, knowing exactly how you're going to make your business grow, watching the results every time you do this, and mastering the process of delivering great products and services to your clients. And, of course, 100% guaranteed, right? So take the first month with me, not starting today, but starting the first day of the course, and join the workshop, watch the videos, listen to the audio, do the checklist, use the material, come to the hot seat, you know, make full use of it. And if after 30 days, if for any reason at all you're not 100% satisfied, send me an email and we'll give you a prompt and courteous refund. If you're not happy, we don't want your money, plain and simple that way. I hope you'll give me a chance to correct things if there's a way to do it. But if you tell me, you know, it's just not for me, it's not doing what I thought it would, I'm starting to grade, my schedule's changed now, I'm not available, to do this, whatever. Give it a fair shot, though. If you give it a fair shot, I know you'll love it. But if for any reason you don't after 30 days, just send me an email, and you'll get your money back. No questions.
All right. Okay. Well, I think it's clear that Lou is the real deal, and I'll attest to that. That's why he's working with me, and that's why I'm working with him. And Lou talked to me about the price point here, and I thought it was too low, and he was like, "Well, I want to start a relationship with your list," mm-hmm. and we want him to, because Lou and I want to work together to build this teleseminar business. So that's why the price is as available as it is. So that Lou can start making relationships with the people who want to give it a go, and I just can't say enough good things about Lou, so I won't take up your time saying them. we will, email the list one more time, reminding people that this offer is available for a few more days, and then the course will close out. And it starts just, in 10 days or so at the end of the month. So any final words, Lou?
First of all, thank you for saying what you did, because, let me really clarify that. My goal here is to really provide a lot of value to your folks so that they come raving to you about how great I am, so that you'll continue to want to have me work with you there. So yeah. I definitely have that ulterior motive. So, yeah, this is not about lowering prices here. This is really about me making an investment in the future that I have with Rick. So I have skin in the game. So I have every reason to make this an incredible experience for you, and I'm willing to do that by lowering the prices and making it an easy yes for you. And then other than that, just thanks so much, Rick. I really enjoy being able to show up and serve your folks and you, and I hope that everybody got a whole lot of value out of it. I had a lot of fun being here, and I appreciate you allowing me to do that.
All right. Well, you're very welcome, Lou. And just one final reminder to everyone that the real value isn't in knowing that you should make a relationship with your customers. Of course you know that you should. The real question is about execution. And so the topic is the topic, but the execution is where the money is. And so if you want to actually do this, and not just want, say you're going to do it or intend to do it, but if you actually want to become a trusted advisor, click Become a Trusted Advisor button, read through everything Lou is offering you, and if you have any questions, Lou, is there like a phone number they can call you at? Or a way of scheduling time with you to ask questions? I'm setting you up here.
Yeah, I think the best thing is, because I'm on client calls a lot during the day, but the best thing is probably just to email mailbox@powerupcoaching.com. Or if you want to try the phone, if I don't answer, I'm with a client, but you could go to powerupcoaching.com/call-Lou, callloou. And that'll get you to my Google Voice, and it'll ring me up from your phone.
Okay, and so for everyone who is scrambling for a pencil or to bring up a notepad, give those two points again.
Yep. So the best way is if you email me, and that email address is mailbox@powerupcoaching.com. That's power up UP, not power of OF. So powerupcoaching.com. And if you want to try calling me, you can go to powerupcoaching.com/call-Lou, and you'll be presented with a Google Voice widget that'll connect us up if I'm free.
Oh, cool. Okay, I didn't know Google Voice could do that. Okay, so that wraps up the call for today. I hope this was good for you, and we'll do more of these kind of things going forward, thanks to Joel's initiative. And so thank you, Joel. And there we go. So I'm Rick Raddatz, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.